Right now, it is time for us to take a look at the stories we're following for you this morning with Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, who covers our area, of course, every day for the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Well, it seems to get wilder as every day goes by.
It is just unreal, just unreal. And as you shared with me last night, it's coming closer. We have our first case that I know of in the region at Sharon Healthcare Center. A long-term patient has been diagnosed, and so, of course, all precautions are being taken there. But it's getting there.
And you know, when you think about the long-term patient, somebody had to go in, obviously, because they don't leave the facility.
Mm-hmm.
Has somebody actually had to get in? It's interesting. There's also Mark Molinaro reported yesterday in Dutchess County in Pine Plains, there is someone who tested positive.
Mm.
Now, when you add all this up, now New Vance Health is going to be operating testing facilities in New York State, one in Kingston and one in Wappingers, where the baseball stadium is.
Oh.
They are opening up today, but they are only by appointment only. Those, and I'm not sure if you're out of state, if you can go to those. It's by appointment only.
Interesting. And it's quite a ways for some people to get there.
Well, yeah. To get to Kingston from Sharon, it would be 45 minutes, and from Pine Plains, it would be about 25 or 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
To get to Wappingers is a little longer, probably
a little longer,
about 45 to 50 minutes. And even for people that live in New York State, it's at least a 35 to 40-minute drive there. But that is a start. Obviously, there will be more of these that are going to crop up. Berkshire County gained. They're now at, I think, 21 virus infections.
And some were Great Barrington? Is that close?
One was in Great Barrington.
Okay.
They don't really release the locations. And, of course, Litchfield County has now 11.
Oh, dear.
And Dutchess County has got a lot. And you know, what's interesting is in Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey are trying to stay fairly closely aligned the way they're dealing with this.
Yeah, yes, with their governors and are speaking and trying to carry out the same sorts of procedures. Yeah.
But yesterday on social media, actually last night in Connecticut, the legalese was released. Okay, the legal actually order from the governor was released.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, a lot of people were complaining, well, it doesn't really shut down anything. Well, it does, but there's a lot of, you know, the governments are trying to do this in a step way, but
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of, like, if you've got a pet food store, you don't go in, you can get curbside service. If you've got a restaurant, you can't go in, curbside service or delivery. There's a lot of different variations to try to allow as many businesses to operate as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But like for us, the Bargain Barn in Sharon, there was two things. The thrift shops are not considered necessities. But the thing that really affected us on top of that is that most of our volunteers and employees are 70 years old or older.
Right.
And they were told definitely to stay home. So we just decided to shut it down. But, I mean, there's a lot of complaining going on, and I just don't understand it. I mean, this is uncharted territory.
Try to do your best you can to stop, you know, to at least curb it a bit.
And what's happening, individual states are taking the lead, not the federal government. And
we've seen that.
That's what's creating the problem.
Yeah.
There's individual states. There's individual differences. You know, if the federal government gets involved and really gets involved and make it a nationwide thing, it would be totally different.
Right. Yeah. No. Now, as you say, it's uncharted territory. These governors and all the other legislators are trying to do the best they can. Times that are just incredible. Nothing we have ever seen or expected to see. So we do the best we can. That's all we can do. And, you know, as Americans, we usually prevail and come out on the other side, and I'm hopeful that this will happen, but we just have to be patient.
You know,
it is wild. It is just wild.
Most of the people alive now have no idea the sanctions that were put on in the Second World War,
right?
Or for the big great stock market crash that happened, the original stock market crash. You have to give a little, be patient a little, but you also have to have some common sense. There's reports that there was over on the New York Line this weekend, there was a big party with fireworks going on and everything, and then you look at New York City where the governor was parked across in the park and people were out for walks, but if they were congregating, you know, it's you just don't understand this.
Look at the kids down in Florida. I mean, they're not, you know, they just not invincible, and just, you know, it's a time where you have to just take precautions and not say, oh, I'm just going to do what I want, because as everyone has said, yeah, you may be a healthy young teenager, but what about your grandmother or your neighbor or something else? I mean, think about others, not just yourself.
And I was in the supermarket yesterday, and at one supermarket, people were jammed in lines together, but at another one, people were standing 6 feet apart, which that's what you're told to do, and that's what you should do. I mean, I don't understand the ambivalence that's going on now. I just don't.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the anger that people don't want to be told what to do. Well, sometimes
you have to
know better than you do.
Sometimes so, Big Brother has to step in. I mean,
yeah,
like, whenever there's a major crisis, like you said, you can't have a million rules in 50 states. There should be one rule for the country, and everybody's got to follow it and make use. You know, I never understood, Ruth, one thing the military does better than anybody else in the world, and it's in our country, is they move things quicker and more efficiently, and they can set up things so much quicker. I just wish the military would be more involved, not just in three states, but across the country.
Right, right. There's so many things that, you know, seems could be done, but again, we just have to wait it out and see.
Now, do we have any meetings that are going on?
The only thing we have on the calendar, that I have on the calendar, is the ABC committee meeting will be meeting, the ABC committee will be meeting remotely on the 25th. So there is a number that you can call into and get on that, you know, be on the call through Zoom, I guess it is. But as far as I know, that's the only thing on my calendar.
Well, we're going to try to send Mike Flynn out there to videotape it. He'll probably be thrown out, but we're going to try to send him out.
Well, they're not going to be there. They're going to be at their houses.
I say we can't even do it that way.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
They'll all be at home calling in, so there's really nothing to tape as far as I can see.
Well, maybe we'll call in and tape the audio of it.
There you go. Yeah, you could probably do that. So, but yeah, that's as far as I know. And all these budget meetings, and some of them are meeting remotely, I would assume. I'm going to have to check. But looks to me like there's just a bare calendar otherwise.
Yeah, and I know the governor in Connecticut, Ned Lamont, has allowed provisional budgets to be set up by boards of finance and selectmen.
Yeah, I saw people were a little bit outraged about not having a say, but you can call in on any of these, apparently, and give your input. So, I mean, again, as we keep saying, uncharted times, and we just have to make do.
And towns need to pass budgets. I mean, I'm all for open government. Believe you me, I'm very.
Oh yes, we know.
But you know,
they have to be realistic.
Yeah, there has to be. You know, the towns have to be able to function, and people have to be able to be safe, and it all goes together.
And understanding of the times, I think.
You know, it's just, you know, it's like someone did post, and it's interesting. Your kids are out of school and home learning. That doesn't mean that they can go to the movies together or not even go to the movies, go outside together and congregate. No, they shouldn't congregate. Mm-hmm. I mean,
a lot of kids, people are at least getting out a little bit and hiking. There are pictures all over the place. I know my grandchildren are out there every day just to get some air and hike and we are very fortunate in that we have spaces that we can be alone. We can get out there and take a walk.
I'll be honest with you. I live all the way up to Mount Riga. And this weekend, there were a lot of people that walked by my house not in groups, but in maybe one or two. And were out hiking, and then they came back down.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you saw the story. I went up to Kent Falls yesterday and interviewed people. It was packed, absolutely packed, and people were, for the most part, staying away from each other, but walking around, and they're 307 acres, so there's plenty of space, and they just needed to get out, and it's a beautiful spot, and it was very interesting talking to a lot of different people and getting their reaction. But again, we are fortunate. We can get out and be away from each other. So take advantage of it once the snow disappears.
I just don't know what people are going to do if it keeps going the way it's going and more restrictions are put on. People are going to have to get used to it. That,
yep.
I'm doing this more than ever now. I come into work early in the morning. We have the building closed. There's only three people allowed in this building. When I leave this building, when I'm done, I go directly home. And because we, as a radio station, can't afford to get sick because we're putting out information. So people have got to learn to follow those guidelines because, you know what, there's stricter guidelines that are definitely on the way.
Yes, you're right. You're right. And the schools are underway with their distance learning and the lunch programs. The other thing we really should stress is that people are coming forward and helping each other.
Oh, yes.
There's so much camaraderie that happens during times of stress and trouble, and this is
it's interesting. It's interesting to see the school buses out on routes dropping off lunches.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people are dropping, and in places like Kellogg, they don't have hot lunch programs, so the White Hart Inn is providing the kids there who need it with free lunches, which is just amazing. I mean, it's just a minimal showing of what good is going on at this time. So, again, we urge people to take advantage. If you have kids at home and you need the food, reach out and get it. Don't be proud. These are tough times.
And if you're a senior citizen, you can call and sign up for Meals on Wheels. They ask for a donation of $5 a meal, but you don't have to.
Yeah. And the social service agents are out there. They are really. I know here in our town, they reconfigured the food bank, and they had the people coming to get pick up their food outside. And I'm sure it's happening in all the other towns in the area. So do get. Call your social service directors if you need help. Don't be proud. Just a couple of things that did happen during the week that are not connected to the coronavirus. The long-standing 1812 bakery in Cornwall will close its doors this week after 40 years, which is an icon. And sorry to see it go, but just times have changed and. So they will be selling that building off. And did a story on Greenwoods and its outreach to help people with drug abuse. They have a new person who's working, and the story goes that lots of cases, more cases than you'd think in rural areas. It's not just in the cities. And this gal, Sarah Toomey, has been hired to reach out to those. She's an outreach person reaching out. So a couple of other stories, but mostly we're focused on the coronavirus.
All right. And we advise people, if you think you're going someplace, call ahead. That's all. Just make sure that you can go there.
Yeah. And don't hoard.
No. Ruth,
okay,
we'll speak to you next week.
Marshall. And we will talk to you, I'm sure, during the week as things change and move around.
Okay. Take care, Ruth.
You too. Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio, rap-am.com on the web.